the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It is time for the last word on travel. Caitlin Murphy from thetravelexpert.ie joins me now to have a chat about travel in Mexico. And Caitlin, I believe it's getting easier to go to Mexico. There's more direct flights than there were before.
Yeah, hi Will. So Aer Lingus have actually introduced a new service direct from Dublin to Cancun. It actually kicked off on the 6th of January this year, so it's really easy for us to get there directly now, and they're flying three times weekly, so directly from Dublin to Cancun, and you can explore all the Riviera Maya.
And of course the option's always there as well. If you do want to connect somewhere in the USA, or say if you want to go to London and go across, that's also an option for you.
Yeah, definitely. If you're a little bit maybe stuck on time or you don't really know, you want to maybe do a stopover. I actually stopped in Toronto on my way there in November, just gone. And it was nice kind of to break up the journey as well, because it's about a 10-hour flight direct. And obviously you can go through London. Maybe the price is a little bit cheaper, a bit more competitive through London as well. And you can obviously go through the USA as well. But obviously you have to get your visa, so just keep that in mind as well.
Tell me about your couple of weeks in Mexico. Where did you go?
Yeah, it was amazing. So I was very lucky. The guys at Tropical Sky sorted me out a couple of different hotels to test. So I stayed in like family resorts. I tested them out, see what they were all about. So we started in Playa del Carmen, which is, it's about 40 minutes, half an hour from Cancun Airport. So it's not in Cancun itself. It's a different resort. Really nice resort. They have like the Fifth Avenue, which is a pedestrianized street with shops, bars, restaurants, really family friendly vibe, entertainment on the street. And they have loads of resorts, like whether you want just bed and breakfast, whether you want to go 5-star luxury, all inclusive, kind of a bit of everything. I thought it was mainly suited to families, but I still enjoyed the vibe, like I was in a couple. So it kind of ticked all the boxes for everybody. I thought that was Playa del Carmen.
When it comes to the trip itself, so as you said, there was a mix there of families, couples, people on their travels.
Yeah.
Are we talking about beach holidays with these locations, or are we talking about what is there to see and do?
Yeah, definitely a lot of beaches to see, and obviously they're amazing. There's boat trips, so there's lots of islands off the coast of Mexico. If you were staying in Playa del Carmen, you might go to Cozumel. That's a popular cruise port as well, so if people are into cruising, you can stop off there. And the island I chose to go to was Isla Mujeres, which is just off Cancun, about 20 minutes on a fast boat. But it was probably one of the best trips I'd done in Mexico. I thought it was brilliant. You have crystal clear water, one of the best beaches in the world, Playa Norte, which you just pull up on. That was, I think, number 19 out of all the beaches in the world voted like the best beach, number 19 on the list. So that was a great day trip. And we also took, like, rented a bike, a buggy, and drove around. So like a golf cart nearly, and drove around. There was like Mayan ruins and statues and loads of things to see and do. And there's also like eco parks. So nearly like made water parks for like the likes of kids or teenagers zip lining. The Explore Park is actually really popular. That's near Playa del Carmen as well for a great day out. But you can also visit from other parts of Mexico as well to the Explore Park.
Okay. Before we dig in a bit more on the locations themselves, so the weather, this actually isn't a bad time of year to go there by the sounds of it.
No, this is definitely peak season. So their best weather you'll find December through to March. Officially, obviously, with the way the world's going at the minute, you don't really know. We were kind of lucky when we were there in November. A couple of days were kind of overcast, but nothing major. And you kind of want to not go in, say, June, July, August, because it's hurricane season, and September kind of leading into there. Because obviously you're going there for a beach holiday, you're going there for sun and relaxation. You don't want to have storms or rain or like flight disruptions from hurricanes. So if you can, to avoid June, July, August. And also that is where they have the really bad seaweed as well. So they have a seaweed problem where they are based in Mexico, where the Riviera Maya is. A lot of like dark seaweed washes up on the shores. It's not very pleasant to look at. So that's in the height of season as well. June, July, August is where you're going to get hurricanes, thunderstorms, and obviously the bad seaweed as well.
Right, that sounds good for the World Cup when it's on at that time later this year as well, which I presume...
You can be lucky, yeah.
Yeah, which I also presume is going to push up the prices later in the year as well. So like, if someone's going, like I presume this summer is probably going to be more expensive, so possibly this time of year. As a result, is it much more expensive to go now versus, say, if you went, let's say, the far side of autumn later in the year when you went across? Would that be a bit cheaper than now?
Yeah, I found it a little bit cheaper. Like the prices with Aer Lingus at the moment are actually really quite good. And obviously, if you don't want to go with Aer Lingus, look at more of the competitive rates with, say, British Airways through London. But the packages are quite good at the moment. We had a post last week on the travelexpert.ie promoting all the hotels that I stayed in, and all the prices were listed there. Like you're talking about maybe a 7-night package around 1500, including your food and your drinks and everything all inclusive for a 7-night stay in a 5-star luxury hotel. So not too bad. And you're getting, obviously, they really look after you there. Their service is amazing. And obviously, you have amazing beaches to go with it. So I don't think the prices are too bad.
Mm. You've mentioned the great beaches, the adventure parks, all that's there. And it's very attractive, especially if you're bringing the kids over as part of the trip as well. If you are a big history fan, and say you're a fan of ancient civilizations and so on, did you make the trip across to Chichen Itza while you were there?
I did. I couldn't miss it. I had to go and see it. And it was amazing. It was kind of an overcast day, so I didn't mind missing out on the beaches for a few hours. Now it is a long trip. I went from Tulum, so on my last bit of my trip I stayed down in Tulum, and it was about a 2-hour journey down to Chichen Itza. But I made a whole day out of it. I booked a trip that had Chichen Itza, the cenotes, and also a stop in a Mayan village. So really nice to see obviously the culture and the heritage behind it, and like walking around all the tour guides. It's obviously very busy. It is a wonder of the world at the end of the day, but really amazing to see, and I definitely recommend it. Even if you're not into history or the culture, it's a really cool thing to see and to say that you were there as well.
Do you manage to get quite close to the building itself?
Yeah, there's a little bit of grass in front of it, and it's kind of cordoned off, but you can get pretty close. I'd say about 10 metres or so. But like really good picture opportunities, and there's obviously more around that kind of area. It's not just the big pyramid. There also is other things to see in and around there.
Tell me about then, on the total other end of the spectrum, if you're deciding, you know, screw history, I'm just going to go have fun. Tell us about the Coco Bongos then.
Oh yeah, that's brilliant. So they have two Coco Bongos. So one is in Cancun, kind of like hotel zone near there. And then there's another one down in Playa del Carmen. So we opted for that one. It was just a little bit closer. So it's kind of like, I'd describe it as like something that you'd kind of see in Vegas, like this big entertainment nighttime show. Now it is over 18s, but we had such a ball. It's a real funny night. It starts at about 10, 11 p.m. and it goes on right till 3 a.m. in the morning. So it has a nightclub after it, but there's like Freddie Mercury tributes, Michael Jackson, and like they get the crowd involved, there's people up on stage dancing. It's an amazing show, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of drinks included. You can obviously book certain packages for it to sit in great spots, but we had such a ball at Coco Bongos. I'd really, really highly recommend, if you're an adult, obviously, to do that on your trip.
I know you didn't stay in Cancun directly, but for a lot of people who maybe are thinking of going, they fly into Cancun and maybe they go, hey, why don't I just stay here? For somebody who's going to Cancun, we're talking about nightlife here. We're talking about the big hotels. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so Cancun obviously is famous for its hotel zone and more like nightlife. It is lively, but there's also resorts that will cater more for families as well. It's not all busy and go, go, go. There is obviously resorts that are just a little bit more laid back. But you're talking about your Coco Bongos, those big hard rock hotels and hotels that have foam parties and silent discos. And it depends what you're looking for. You need to look for the right resort. And we also have the best resorts listed on the website, the Travel Expert. And all the hotels that I stayed in are on our highlight on Instagram as well. So we've updated that for you.
Playa del Carmen, you seem to really like it. You mentioned earlier the Fifth Avenue. Was this the best part of the trip?
Do you know what? I think it's a real holiday feel there. Like when you go to other parts of Mexico, it's kind of all about the hotel. So I stayed in the Secret Sacumal, which is the number one best of the best hotel in the whole world, not just in Mexico. So I stayed in that for my last night, and kind of you want to make the most of them kind of hotels. So when I was in Playa del Carmen, I wanted to see the area, and I just thought it kind of felt like a normal holiday, like Spain or Portugal, but you're obviously in Mexico. It's nice to walk around, see the street entertainment, and it was a bit fun. There was obviously like Senior Frogs. You can go in and have it, like bar hopping for margaritas. It was just a lot of fun. I really liked it. And I also liked Tulum as well. That's obviously jungle vibes and not really as beachy, but you're more in the jungle, and that was kind of about the hotel as well.
You've got a full guide to all of this on the travelexpert.ie, but just to ask you maybe about some of the tips about people going over there as well, because often they'll wonder about, you know, what currency they should carry with them. Are you looking about primarily going with Mexican pesos, or should you carry some American dollars as well?
I actually found it better with the American dollars. I just found it handier for tipping. So before I went, I did a lot of research on tips, and it's kind of hard to figure out what you should be tipping because obviously it's an all-inclusive resort and they obviously don't get paid very much. So what I realised, like people were saying to me, maybe like $1 or $2 a round of drinks and then maybe $5 with your dinner. We kind of went with that. So I found dollars kind of the easiest just because the pesos are kind of in like hundreds and 200s. So it's a little bit confusing. So the dollars was a little bit easier for us. I would definitely recommend getting some before you go. I did take out some before I went, but I definitely didn't take out enough. So obviously count like how many drinks you're going to have, say 10 a day, let's say, and you bring $10 and then a couple of meals a day, $5 each. So you're probably looking at around $30-$40 on tips, like realistically. And obviously you have like bellboys and transfers. They all kind of need to be tipped as well. And I definitely bring as much cash as you can. You can always change it back. But the ATMs were a little bit scarce. Some of them had them in hotels and some didn't. So that's just one thing to note.
Have them in advance. Caitlin Murphy from thetravelexpert.ie. Many thanks for joining us in The Last Word on Travel, talking about Mexico today.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.